screening tests. Highest yield, obviously, is colon cancer screening starting at age 50, colonoscopy. So you do that every 10. So colon cancer. So you're going to do colonoscopy starting at age 50. It's every 10 years.
Okay.
And if there's a history of colon cancer in a first degree relative, meaning sibling or parent, you're going to do starting at age 40 or 10 years before the diagnosis of the first degree relative, whichever is earlier. And then it's every 5 years.
So either 10 years before family's diagnosis or at the age of 50?
40.
40. Okay, perfect.
So it's 50 in the general population, age 50,
yes.
You start every 10 years. In someone's history in the family and a first degree relative, it's age 40 or 10 years before the diagnosis, whichever is earlier. Then it's every 5 years.
Perfect. Okay.
You need to start lipid screening at age 20, and it's every 3 to 5 years. So that's actually a weird one, because there's a question on one of the family med forms. I think they say there's like a 23-year-old male who comes in and he's got like no risk factors, and they're like, which screening test is most appropriate right now? And like three of them are definitely wrong, and then you narrowed it down and it was like finger stick glucose or serum lipids, and the answer is serum lipids. And you're like, at 23? That's so weird. But, I mean, you're supposed to start age 20 and then go every 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
Diabetes screening. You're going to diagnose if they have two fasting glucoses above 126 milligrams per deciliter. If they have an HbA1c greater than 6.5. Or if they have any one random glucose greater than 200 milligrams per deciliter.
Any one reading of glucose above 200.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Versus the fasting glucose was above 160 two times.
Above 126.
Oh, sorry. Okay. But two times. Yeah.
Yeah. 6.5 for HbA1c. Impaired fasting glucose is considered greater than 100. So 100 to 125 milligrams per deciliter is considered impaired fasting glucose. And normal 72 to 99 milligrams per deciliter.